Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
To another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. Got a great show lined up for you today. I hope you're going to enjoy some of the offerings. We're going to hear from people like the Dillards and the Sonoran Dogs, New Blue, and lots of others. And we've just got a great ending coming up. Just love the ending on that song. That's a tune called Soaring on the Strings. And the fiddle player, of course, was Colleen Trenworth, who tragically died in January this year, early this year, after a short illness. And we still miss her, something dreadfully. So that was Soaring on the Strings. We're going to start off the show with a track from the Gibson Brothers' Help My Brother album. Came out about 2011, and Eric and Lee always play fine bluegrass music, helped out by Clayton Campbell on fiddle, Joe Walsh on mandolin, and Mike Barber on upright bass. And they have a few friends helping them out on the album, but I'm not quite sure which ones are helping them in this one. Let's hear the title tune, Help My Brother. Eric and Lee, the Gibson Brothers.
A dog with a bone on.
Fade on that song there, Help Me Brother from the Gibson Brothers. Right back when I was learning bluegrass music, we had a Flat & Scruggs album, and that was the only band we'd ever heard. And so we thought that was the sound of bluegrass music. Then we came across a Dillard's album, and the first one we actually got was the album Live Almost, and that was fairly quickly followed up by the one called Back Porch Bluegrass. And we got very confused because the Dillard's had a mandolin and Flat & Scruggs didn't. They sang slightly different sort of harmonies. They had a different approach to the music. They were a bunch of youngsters, and we very much liked the way they approached their music. And in our early days, we tried to copy every tune we could from the Dillard's, and we had a great time doing it. We also copied everything we could from Flat & Scruggs and tried to work out just how the two musics blended and what ingredients were important and what weren't. I've got a CD here, the Dillard's, and it's got three albums on it, the Back Porch Bluegrass, Dillard's Live, and the Dillard's Picking and Fiddling with Byron Berline. And it was from that Picking and Fiddling album that our band took its name, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, from the opening track on it called Hamilton County. Anyway, we're going to play from their first album, the old gospel song, Somebody Touch Me. Here's very early Dillard's.
Must lend a hand to my Lord.
We thought that was great bluegrass music and just enjoyed it. It's a good song. It's a good song. And Rodney Dillard sounds as good today as he did back then. Lovely, clear voice. We've had a visit to New Zealand in recent years by a mandolin player called Mark Miracle, who's a very nice guy and an excellent mandolin player and singer. And he's brought his band to New Zealand, the Sonoran Dogs. And I first saw them at Mountain Grass Festival in Australia. And then they came out to New Zealand and travelled. And they were a fun band and played some great music. Based in Arizona, USA, and they consist of Mark Miracle playing mandolin, doing vocals, Peter McLaughlin, guitar and vocals. Peter, of course, spent a lot of time playing with Laurie Lewis and did a fine job with her band as well. Tyler James on banjo, an absolute master, and a delightful young man. And their regular bass player, Brian Davies, couldn't make it to New Zealand, so they had a New Zealander living in Australia, Bruce Packard, who is a superb musician. He was playing bass and singing harmonies with them, and he did a great job. We had a house concert. In fact, we've had a couple of house concerts with them, and always enjoy time with the Sonoran Dogs. I'm going to play two tracks from their Navajo Rug album, and the first track is The Best Thing I Had Going, which has got Mark singing lead, and then the next track is Canyon Grand, which has got Peter singing the lead. Here come the Sonoran Dogs.
Came with a company car. When they gave me the keys, they said, son, you can bet, keep it up and you'll really go far. But what good is all that knowing? The best thing that I had going is gone. So high and trail so long.
drifting down in the morning cold to hallowed ground. I'm in its hold. The air so clear, I smell the years. The river echoes in my ears. The trail unfolds in snake-like bends. The distant calls of the canyon rim. How I long to feel the peace of this canyon grin. Hear the ancient voices speak of bygone time and sacred land. Sandstone pillars pierce the blue. Towering temples change their hue. Can you hear the river roll? Winding through the canyon floor. How I long to feel the peace of this canyon grand. Of bygone time in sacred land.
Sonoran Dogs from Arizona and doing some great music. It's been great having them out in New Zealand every time they've come, and I just can't wait for this COVID-19 to get out of the way so we can start resuming some visits from people like them again. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm proud to say that we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. This program comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Shearers have been a music store that's catered to the needs of Hamiltonians for more than 50 years, and they're doing a fine job. So if you need anything musical at all, go and see them, from new Martin guitars and Deering banjos to violins, ukuleles by the thousand, books on how to play, and lots of help from staff who are all musicians, and they can help sort out your needs. I'm really pleased that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and delighted to have them as part of the program. Well, I've been very fortunate in the people that I've met coming to New Zealand and as part of the bluegrass music experience, as I was just saying before about Mark Miracle and Ben McLaughlin and Tyler when they came out. Well, we also met Bill Clifton in the early days, and in fact, we didn't realise what an important figure in bluegrass music he was. He was a city boy who just took to bluegrass music brilliantly, and he was one of the first to record a whole album of songs and have an album released. And I think that album was called Code of the mountains. And he worked with lots of people in the early days. He did some recordings with Ralph Stanley and some members of their band just in the early days too. And has maintained a musical a life for his entire life, even when he's been living in the USA or in Europe, in the UK. He's a fine person, lovely gentleman, and does a great job with music. The album I have in front of me is Bill Clifton, The Pick of the Crop, and he chooses some lovely songs. The musicians he's got on this, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, you know him from Country Gentleman days. Tom Gray, you know from Country Gentleman and Seldom Seen days. And Art Stamper, a great old-time fiddle player. And Bill Clifton plays guitar, sings lead, and there's some great songs on here. I'm going to play an old Carter family song. Bill was a friend of A.P. Carter's and always really supported the music, and he said it, there's someone waiting for me, was recorded by the original Carter family in the 1930s, and their recording of it is a seminal recording of that song. His version's pretty good, a lovely gentle song, There's Someone Waiting for Me, Bill Clifton and his band.
There's a little spot out west I always loved the best, and there's someone waiting for me. She'll be happy,
she'll be free
when she wanders along with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me. And they sing among the breeze, but there's none so happy as me. I am going out west, and there I'll do my best to build a little home for you and me. She'll be happy,
she'll be free
when she wanders along with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me. So deep, their voices so sweet that they sing me to sleep, for I know my darling will not weep. She'll be happy,
she'll be free
when she wanders
alone with me.
It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me.
There's someone waiting for me from Bill Clifton, and Jimmy Goodrow was doing those wonderful harmonies with him. Bill Emerson, one of my favourite banjo players, does some great music, and here's a recording from 1989 with him playing Don Reno's Tennessee Breakdown. Bill Emerson.
Thank you.
just lovely clean picking there, which Bill Emerson was known for. Didn't he do a fine job? Larry Stevenson on mandolin and Tony Rice on guitar helping him out there. Great bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's a band that we've heard a few times on Back Porch Bluegrass, and always enjoy them when I pick some tracks from there. This is a band, New Blue, spelt N-U-B-L-U. We're going to hear a couple of songs throughout the program. Trains I Didn't Take is the first one. Carolyn Ruth does the lead vocal and plays bass. Daniel Ruth does the vocal accompaniment and guitar. Levi Austin plays banjo. Austin Kerner mandolin. And Ron Stewart plays fiddle. And our first song we're going to hear, Trains I Didn't Take, from New Blue.
Red lights were flashing, the crossing gate came down.